We're in the studio today with Todd and Trevor Lefevre, two guys that have been around the General Clinton Canoe Regatta for many years in a variety of ways, and but most recently, the 70-miler, something that both Todd and Trevor, who are twins, by the way, so I'm going to try to look at the right person when I'm asking individual questions. But Todd, you're paddling with your brother Sean, who also looks like you guys. What is it, the second year?
Yes, second year 70.
Why did it take so long to do the 70 for you guys?
Well, first of all, a commitment level, and quite frankly, we were like, 70 miles in a canoe? Are you kidding me? But after doing it once, I'll tell you, it's probably one of the biggest feats I've ever done in a single day. When you stand at the end of that line and you're full of emotion. I mean, you want to cry and everything, and it's a real, real powerful, powerful race.
Before, you paddled in relay races on Sunday.
Yep, that's a riot.
That seems like it's been a Lefevre family tradition.
It has. It's been a lot of fun over the years. That's one of the things that got us into it, really. Actually, my sister-in-law, Mindy, Trevor's wife, did it one year without us, and she said, guys, we ought to do this. And we're like, all right, let's try it. Had no idea how to canoe. We looked like a bunch of beginners, to say the least. But we made it down, and I think we took 10th that year, and it was just so much fun. We haven't stopped since.
Okay, Trevor, you last year won, was it last year or 2 years ago, the Comm Cruising Division with Dale Persons?
2 years ago, and he's a great trainer. He did a lot for me. We did win it by a landslide. 10 minutes, I think it was the time we won it by.
That must have felt good, your first 70 winning.
It was really good. We were on the line whether we were going to go pro or amateur, but we decided to go amateur to get my feet wet, so to speak. And then last year we did the pro race, and I see why.
You see the difference.
There's a huge difference. Yeah. Those guys have a lot of training and a lot of knowledge. And then this year I've been training with Ed Curley. He's been training me this year. And all the guys on the river, everybody out there, their hats are off to us because they see the potential, hopefully, and compete at a higher level. So,
speaking of we, he's talking about Matt Rudnitsky, who he's paddling with this year, Matt from Gilbertsville. And I believe Matt took a second place in the pro class or third place years ago. He's become an incredible paddler, learned from his uncle Andy. How did that come about, to paddle with Matt?
I went up to the 90-miler after the 70, which is up in the Adirondacks, and I sent Matt a text. I says, hey, I know it's early yet, but do you want to do the 70 next year? You know, let's be a New York team. It's our river. And he sent me a text back. He says, heck yeah, let's do it. So we've been training a little bit this year, did a few races together already. And
how have you done?
We took fourth in the rat race out in Athol, the orange rat race, the famous 5 mile race. We started 216th, and then the next day was a pro race, and it was we took first in that.
Now, Todd, let's switch gears. I wanted to talk to both of you because I wanted to talk about your mom, who was the regatta chairman for 6 years. I'm very sad to say that Pam Lefevre succumbed to cancer last year. Great woman. And I wanted to ask you guys, how much did your mom love this event?
Oh, she put her heart and soul into it. Every year, I think it was before Christmas packages were wrapped, that she'd have just about all the stuff ready for the regatta. And that's no lie. There's a room dedicated that after my passed, we went through, and a lot of the stuff, I mean, boxes upon boxes of forms, and I don't even know what they were. We kind of didn't have anything to do with that. Everything was ready. Whenever she said she was going to do something with it, as you know, she came down and everything was done. There was no second. And I think that's where we get a lot of our business edge, our competitive edge, is through our mother's will to really strive for the best for everyone, not just for herself. She was so selfless, did everything for everybody else. She loved it. So
we loved working with her. One of the few people out there who, when they say they're going to do something, you know it's going to be done. You don't have to follow up. And it's not only going to be done, but it's going to be done to the best that it has ever been done prior, whether it was getting the military flags up around the General Clinton Park. The 1 year, I know she did a special ceremony for past chairman. She had so many great ideas and did a wonderful thing. And being someone that had to work directly with her, it was easy and it was fun. You know, she'd bake things and you'd get to, you know, you'd come to those work sessions at the park and you knew you were going to eat well. I mean, there were so many wonderful things. And my heart goes out to your family. A wonderful woman.
She's such a darn good cook and we're all skinny. I don't get it.
Trevor, they are naming the canoe parade, which happens now every year on Saturday of the event, the Pam LaFever Memorial Canoe Parade. And when you heard about that, what was your reaction?
Reaction, everybody feels it in their throat. The heart comes up to the throat and the tears come out the eyes, and she would love it, and she really would. I think it shows the commitment that my mom had, and not only for canoeing and stuff. I mean, that she held the operation, you know, Christmas in July and for the soldiers overseas, and there was more boxes. My dad probably was annoyed as anybody with a garage full of boxes for other people, but that's just the way my mom was.
I assume the family's going to be out on the river in that parade this year?
You bet
we will.
We're going to design a float.
We're going to design a float.
We're going to design something. Yeah, we'll do something neat.
Todd and Trevor LaFever, twins, both participating in the 70. And Trevor, best of luck to you with Matt in the pro race. I got to believe you're going to be a team to watch. And hope you get a top 10 or even a top 5. That would be awesome.
That top 5 slot, there's a lot going on besides just canoeing hard. And everybody out there on that river that day is in the best shape of their life or trying to be. And there's just those few things that you have to capitalize on to be in that category. We'll see.
Well, best of luck to you. And enjoy yourselves, and certainly enjoy the parade now dedicated to your mom. And we look forward to seeing you guys on the river for Canoe Regatta 2013. I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.